So tell me about your childhood.
I'm no psychologist, but that was definitely a cry for help.
It was actually quite traumatic.
Oh my gosh, trauma alert.
I definitely did that for attention.
I had a great relationship with my parents, I think.
Well, hey. Hello.
Oh,
welcome
boy.
Back, listeners.
Oh, fucking boy. Have you missed us? You have?
They have. They're desperate for our return. Desperate.
So desperate.
We're so excited, you know, about our guest today. Oh, my dear God. Well, this
does excited begin to describe? I don't think so.
It really doesn't. Mm-mm. I mean, it doesn't even scratch the surface of how much I love this woman.
How much we love.
We
this,
love her.
This woman. Also,
so
I targeted this woman for this pod because I know she talks about her childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got darkness there. And
oh,
we
she's
love
very dark.
That.
Makes everyone uncomfortable. Just kidding.
She is
horrible.
Beautifully talented, so talented,
she's
hilarious.
So talented.
Stand-up
know,
comedian.
Fucking stand-up comedian in New York City is what she asked us to say. And she is just
New
fantastic.
York where?
Right. What? Where is that? And we are so excited to have her. Please welcome to the pod,
Jessica Clayton.
Welcome, Jess. How
hey,
are
guys.
You?
What's up? Thank you for that eloquent introduction.
That one.
It's what we're known for.
It is what we are known for.
It's really the only redeeming quality of this podcast.
For the listeners at home, I was showing them my bare naked ass during the entire introduction.
And that's what threw me off a little
a
bit.
Turn
on. Yep. I was doing it Ace Ventura style. It's just cheeks. Yeah.
She
cheeks
mooned
spread.
Us real hard on Zoom. Oh, God.
I also saw a tit.
Oh,
yeah. Only one tit. I'm disappointed. Sometimes, you know, Jess, I've have memories of us FaceTiming while you're in a sports bra. And I'm like, are we about to fucking, you know?
Wait,
like,
really? I FaceTimed
right
you in a sports
oh, yeah.
bra?
You don't even remember. See? You don't even remember. I do.
I don't. I usually do it tits out. You know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
I feel like two tits is like, it's like objectively like hot. But one tit is just
yes.
goofy. Am I right?
It
that's
is
just goofy.
It's the asymmetry of it. It's like, okay, you know
just,
what I mean? It's just awkward.
Just the yeah. tit is just...
just like a one-eyed
like,
little monster.
Right.
Just one tit
alone
is like
tit.
Goofy. No.
It's uncomfortable.
A lone
yeah.
titty is not
alone
hot.
Titty.
Just like, you saw a tit?
Yeah, like just one. Like your little bitch.
Just
you couldn't
one,
get to see two.
Just
you know?
One shitty...
One yeah. shitty tit.
You're a
right,
shitty
though,
titty.
A shitty titty, man. I feel bad for women with, you know, two very different tits. You know what I mean? Right?
I've never
I feel
seen
bad
this.
For the, you know, when women have the uniboob happen? Like, they have the boobs that when you wear a sports bra, it becomes
yes.
one.
Yes.
See, I kind of think
oh,
that's
yeah.
a little hot. I don't know. Hot take? I think
really?
That's fucking hot. When the,
I
when
don't
the
know.
Titties are so close together that there's like the
I don't know
is like very intense. I think that's like a good look. Am I crazy?
You mean like
I think
long
I'm
like it's
thinking
like
clearly actually.
you mean it's like like long. I think it looks weird when it's just like one big long line.
Yes, that's
of
what
cleavage.
I mean. The uniboob.
I mean I stand by what I said.
It okay, looks like a fair. Dried up river. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Like a...
Oh my God. Like a dried up river on Mars. That all
a river
Mars has
runs
tons of dried
through
up rivers.
It.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, Jesus. Do you, Maggie, as someone who has loved
gorgeous
and touched
breasts?
Women before.
So, oh.
Yes, you also have gorgeous breasts. But for attraction,
yeah.
for attraction.
I guess I'm bisexual. What can I say? gross. I am disgusting.
I
yeah,
really
I
tried. I tried so hard.
It's crazy. See,
yeah, I use it to my advantage to get into LGBTQ comedy festivals. It is what it is. yeah, I'm just kidding. no, yeah, I've had sex with women. Who hasn't? Come on now. Have you guys?
I have not.
No.
Oh. All right. Well.
I'm also not interested, but I do appreciate the female anatomy, not vaginas. I mean, right.
The thing is, that's the.
It's not I don't appreciate
like,
vaginas. I just don't no interest. But like boobs are kind of beautiful.
Yeah,
I guess like boobs can be hot. Like nipples are great.
I think nips so hot. But like
nips
are
in
pussy,
vogue.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, first of all, let me just say, like, I do not have the skills to bring any woman to orgasm. I don't know what I'm doing down there. Okay?
Props to the men, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Props to the men. Props to bad for these guys. You know, I'm
That's
when I
so
was
no,
funny.
Maggie, no.
Wait, Maggie.
Bad for men.
Oh,
this
right,
is
right, sorry. They are
right.
Disgusting.
Fuck those bitches, but right. It's hilarious to be like, you can't make me cum, bitch. And then
know,
you hook
like,
up with a girl and you're like,
I don't
know
what I'm
really
doing down
here.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
You've probably had more sex with women than I have with men.
Jess, Clayton, and I talk about this all the time, that she is the non-whore that I am friends with.
I'm not a whore. Like, right.
She's not.
I could be a whore, but I'm not a whore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you texted me something and you were like, yeah, I'm not even a whore. And I was like, yeah, I respect that. I'll never understand. But, you know,
I'm pretty sure you said what a waste.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm kidding.
That sounds right.
What am I? I'm here's my thing. And
how
this
do you
is
identify
a great,
sexually?
This is a great segue into all the shit we're going to talk about.
I'm
I mean,
so
I'm straight. That's how I identify sexually. I don't know if that's like, what to say, but that's, I'm straight. No. I like dudes, but I, I'm
obviously
a
stormed the Capitol
person.
Anyway.
I did. I'm a patriot.
It's fine. I was there too. Yeah. I'm trying to be on the down low about it, but.
Well,
it was a good time.
Yeah. But no, I'm
go
a
on,
relationship person, so that's why I don't end up having sex with it doesn't mean I can't have casual sex. I have, and I never like it because I'm always bitch.
You trying to snuggle
like,
after?
I mean, it's just like I feel disrespected by them.
Mm. But
and
that's,
I
the, that's
also,
the hottest
but,
part. Am I wrong?
Personally,
being violated by men.
I'm sorry,
that's
but
I don't.
I'm sorry.
I don't like that. I personally
no,
don't like that.
Something.
But here's my thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
My whole thing is that I can't do another unstable relationship in my life. I already have too many.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I totally understand that.
I think that's what it is. Like logically, I think that's what it is.
So you can't find intimacy with anyone else because you fear that it's going to turn into another crazy thing.
Well, it's not that I can't. Well, excuse
sorry.
Me.
Sorry, I just burped. Did
I
you guys
can't
hear that? Sorry.
I just threw up my emotions. Yeah, I burp when I get vulnerable.
I'm just about to cry. It's just an emotional story. I just feel it.
I'm just
no. I don't like. You know, I don't have, like, the most stable family situation and, like, whatever, all that bullshit. So, like, I can't have another person abandon me in my life. Fuck off.
Yeah,
so you,
for
like,
sure.
And it doesn't mean I'm out here scouring the earth for a boyfriend. And it doesn't mean that I settle because I don't settle. And that's why I hardly have sex. But this is what gets me in trouble is I end up liking a person and then I have sex with them quickly because I do love sex.
Then
they're like, I don't want a relationship. And I'm like, well, fuck me.
Totally,
you dig hole.
Do
and
you
so
have
that's my
abandonment
pattern.
Issue? You say abandonment, but yet you do have a tattoo with your dad. I know.
My dad didn't abandon me. I do have a tattoo with my dad. It's a Billy Madison tattoo. It says O'Doyle rules. It is my only tattoo.
Love
it's
that.
It's amazing.
So it sticks out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. As it should.
okay, so not abandonment.
My mom left. My mom left when I was a kid. So I love how you assumed it was the dad, though. Good for you.
I like
no,
that.
It is common.
Quite
like,
the plot
you have
twist.
A tattoo with your dad.
Quite the plot twist.
Quite the plot twist, right? But I have mommy issues. Yeah. I have mommy issues.
We assume that we have to connect the issue with men with a man, where it's like I can still connect that issue to men.
But you know what's wild is I have such great female relationships. Like I have great friendships with women. I love women. Yeah. I'm like more like you know how there are girls that are like I have so many guy friends and I'm not really friends with girls. That's not me.
I literally need those girls to die.
Fuck off. I cannot stand it.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, these girls, they're like, oh, I'm a guy's girl. I'm like, yo, you have issues and you need help. Okay? You need help. And you know,
and also, fuck you.
Girls who say
that. How about
that?
Let's boil it down.
Oh, fuck you, bitch, right? Fuck you, bitch. You storm the Capitol. Okay? So, but it's girls like you that are storming the Capitol. All right? Girls, you know, can't think of their goddamn selves.
I don't know.
Jesus. It's true.
It's so annoying. It's like fine if you have like guy friends, but it's like I can't be friends with girls. It's like you are a girl, you fucking turd fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm sorry that I'm sorry that you're not hot enough
immotionally immature enough, to be honest.
That's right. But I think that it's like, okay, if you're one of the girls that's like, oh, I'm one of the guys and you can't hang out with girls, like, okay, you're intimidated by other pretty girls, whatever. That's your fucking issue. And you need to be constantly surrounded by validation that comes in the form of sexual attraction, right? You want people to be sexually attracted to you at all times. And you know what I mean? Like, that's really what you're looking for. And if you can't enjoy, like, a friendship that is not rooted in validation, get help, honey. PsychologyToday.com, okay? Get a therapist. Real.
You can email a therapist. I've done it before.
Not too late.
They don't get back to you. They never get back to you, but you can try.
You know what? They are useless.
This podcast.
But get help.
Who is useless?
All right? Therapists sometimes.
Therapists
are?
No. You just have to find the right one.
That's what it is. I'm sorry that I have issues with all of my therapists. I've literally left seven therapists,
Maggie.
And I know the problem is me.
Where the fuck are you finding these people at a fucking Quiznos?
Maggie uses TaskRabbit for everything.
You get these people on Craigslist?
You want a therapist?
Right.
Go on Craigslist, okay?
Jesus.
No, I'm kidding. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's like, I just... Therapist, you got to find the right fit. It's such work. I mean, you have a therapist, right,
Jess?
It is
a relationship.
You, or did you what? Not? Did you leave her?
Jess Clayton,
you have a therapist, right?
I did. I couldn't pay for her anymore.
Right. Mm.
That's
always it.
Heartbreaking.
Because she didn't accept my new
insurance.
What's it called? Insurance.
You should have
they
tried
always
to
pull
send
that
her
shit, don't they?
Nudes.
They're like, oh, I can't take that insurance. Oh, bitch, you don't care about
wait,
me.
Well,
do you?
No.
Fuck you.
No, but what's wild is like, I was like, hey, I can't see you anymore because you don't accept my insurance. Like, talk to you whenever. Excuse
and
me. I had beer, so
more
I
trauma.
She
every
was
time
like,
you have sadness, you're just like,
it's coming up again. Yeah, and she was like, okay, do you want to have, like, a call so we can, like, talk about this really quickly instead of you just completely breaking it off all of a sudden? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Is this
so,
a relationship?
It was just me being a little avoidant, and I can be avoidant sometimes. So she was like, yeah, let's have a call. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I broke up with my most recent therapist, and I just emailed her, and I said, I do not want to discuss this any further. This is over.
Yeah. You're so intense, Maggie.
I need help.
Such an apologist. You are just
I was nice about it. I was nice about it. I said I appreciate everything you've done for me. I don't think I said this is over. I'm not a fucking sociopath, but I was just like, yeah, like,
well, what
you know,
did she
I
say?
This is
I can't
done.
Afford this anymore. You know, I can't afford this anymore. I'm sorry, and I appreciate everything you've done for me. I don't want to do a session to discuss. I can't afford it, but I appreciate you, and I, you know, I'll always think fondly of
that's
you.
Cordial.
I don't think I said that. I'm
what
not a fucking pervert, Jesus. But she was like, you know, she was like, thank you. I appreciate it. I thought she was going to try and get me to do it because when I originally, you know, initiated the idea to be like, oh, I would like to scale back, she was like, well, you're just not ready. And I was like, does this bitch think that I am like asylum ready? Like, you're just not ready for like once, you know, every 2 weeks. I was like, does she think I'm going to fucking like slip my wrist over here? Like, so anyway, I don't know. Right. I think
you never know if they're doing it because they want more money or because
it's a business.
They're like genuinely concerned for you. You
know? I honestly loved mine though. And my copay with her was so cheap and my insurance like completely covered everything. It was so great. And then
that's awesome.
I lost my insurance and then I couldn't see her anymore. And she was great. I really did like her a lot. When I first went to her, I was like, so yeah, like, yeah, I'm here because I just have been like kind of depressed lately. And I, of course, I cried the moment I started talking to her. And it's always weird when you start bawling. When you start bawling to a stranger.
I have never gone through a therapy session without talk crying. Go on.
Oh, really? So I've gone through I've gone through a lot of sessions without crying. But I mean, of course, I have cried in therapy before, but like, and out of therapy, come on. But it's wild because the first session I was just like, I'm generally depressed, like, blah, blah, this is happening or whatever, da, da, da. Then the second session I was like, oh, by the way, I haven't told you this, but my mom left when I was a kid and like, but it's like fine. Like, I'm fine. I'm like, it doesn't bother me. I like forgave her. It's totally cool. That's not why I'm here. And that's not why I'm depressed. Yeah. So anyway, I'm talking to this guy right now. And she was like,
No.
So then a year and a half later, I'm dealing with some like deep shit that I've like never actually dealt with.
Yeah.
Didn't realize I didn't deal with it because I thought dealt with it. I thought I dealt with it. And I was like, why do I react this way to this? Why do I owe it? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And
your mom.
And just, and she's like, and then I'm going through and I'm like, remember when, and I told her, I was like, remember on the first day of set or the second day of like the first time I met you? And I was like, I'm over it. I don't give a shit. And I'm like telling her shit about my childhood in the beginning, and she's literally like that, like slack jawed, like jaw on the floor, like, are you kidding me? And I'm like,
but it's the worst when you react like that.
And I'm just like, but and then like, you know, a year later when I was like, I'm like, that was all crazy, wasn't it? And she's like, I'm glad you recognize that now because you normalized the fuck out of it before. Oh, and I was like, God. And I did. Yeah. I really did.
Yeah.
I it was when think when it's your life, it's hard to sometimes recognize. You need to like really fucking
totally
look at it a million times until you see it. It's like a painting. You know what I mean? Until you're like, wait a minute.
I also think that people with comedy brains like to take trauma and be like, ah, it's fine. I live with that because it's a part of me. And I fucking use it. No, it hurts. Totally. And you're allowed to be validated by that.
Yeah.
Did you tell her? Did you?
Right.
It's
yeah.
Did you tell her that you did do comedy?
Yeah, she would always be like,
was she weird about it?
I'd love to hear some of your jokes. No, not at all. One of the most intense sessions we ever had. Like, intense. I've never gotten mad at her in therapy. I got mad as shit once, except for this one time. Because I was talking about something and, like, how I'm a perfectionist, I'm realizing, and I'm very hard on myself. And, that also stems from, like, childhood shit. But, like, I'm, like, talking to her about, like, you know, stand-up, and I'm like, this is all I want to do. This is what I moved here for. I was like, this is it. This is what I want. That's it. And I was like, there's no, it can't not work out. It has to. And she was like, but like, what if it doesn't? And I was like, what do you mean? No. I was like, no. What do you mean? What if, no. And she was like, but like, I think that if you open yourself up to that possibility, then maybe you won't feel so much. And I was like, it's not a possibility. What if I was like, if I thought it was possible for me to fail, why the fuck would I even try? I was like, no. And I was like looking at the floor. I wasn't yelling like I am now. I would take it down one octave, but I was yelling like at the floor. I was looking at the floor. I wasn't looking at her. You couldn't look at her. I couldn't look at her. I was looking at the floor and I was like, no, just no. Yeah. I couldn't even fucking look at her. But it spawns because I had listened to this Will Ferrell. I had listened to this Will Ferrell podcast, and I told her, I was like, you know, I was listening to this podcast Will Ferrell was on, and he was saying like, he took so much pressure off of himself the day that he gave himself permission to fail at trying to do comedy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when I heard that, it ruined my day.
Was that the Conan? Was that the Conan one?
It ruined my day.
That was...
It might have been. I don't remember. But I told her, I was like, that ruined my day.
Yeah,
because
I think I actually remember him saying that. Yeah.
Shit. It gave me, I said, it gave me so much anxiety. Really? And I was like, I cannot, I was like, I can't fail at this. This is all I want. No. Yeah. And she and that's what started the conversation. And she was like, well, you know, and it's not, she had not heard my jokes at this point, trust me. But I would tell her jokes in therapy.
I thought she heard her jokes and then was like, but what if this doesn't work out for you?
You did a set, you did a mini set, you did a type five. No. She's like, I think you should consider another option.
Fuck off. No, but one time something happened and I was like, I wrote a joke about it. She was like, can I hear it?
She's a star, baby. Star.
Star.
She has no idea.
But yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
She's wonderful. But anyway, no, but yeah, she's super great. I loved going to her. I love, and she was like young and all this stuff. Yeah, I really do. I do hope to see her again. Plus, like, it's the thought of like, I've like, she knows so much dark, deep shit and like, and you know, she's seen me like for over a year, and then I don't want to have to go through all that again with another therapist. It's like,
it's
like, fuck off. It's like, you have to fuck that. No, but it's even worse than dating, because at a dating, you're getting like, the relationship is its own different thing, and it can pull something different out of you, and there's different kind of sex and whatever it is, it's a different person.
Right.
With therapy, it's like you're telling the same
exact shit. And I lie to most guys about who I am anyway, so.
Right. And anyway. For Maggie, she's just
a fucking pathological liar over here.
But to men only, not to therapists. Yeah.
No. I'm so honest with therapists. It's disgusting, you know, but it's good. my work here is done.
What you're saying, so you left her.
Anyway, go on.
I don't know. I don't remember what I was saying.
Yeah,
but,
go on, though.
But yeah, so I left her. Yeah. I do miss seeing her, though. I learned so much about myself and, like, I like recognize stuff I need to work on to the point where I was like, holy shit, like, it's really, it's interesting, because when you say like, I wasn't dealing with that stuff, it's like, oh yeah, I know what you mean. But it really does shock you when you're in denial. You don't even know you're in denial. There's a difference between saying I was in denial. The fact that you can say you were even in denial is just, do you know what I mean? It's like, you don't know you're in denial when you're in denial. You can't be, I mean, people can be purposefully in denial, but like, it is wild how much I was like, my mom's stuff, there's nothing to deal with. There's nothing to deal with. What are you talking about? She left and that was normal for me. And so that, and then, you know, you talk about it and all this stuff. And I was like, wait a minute. Of course it affected me, you fucking idiot, Jessica.
Right. It's like, people don't want to admit that they're sad enough that they have to go to a therapist. And it's like, it gets real bad and they're dark. And you're like, I was doing weird things in the bathtub listening to Celine Dion and like, I was fine, I'm fine, like, everyone is not okay.
You know what's a really quick thing that I just want to, just really quick, that my best friend who is a therapist, the funniest part about it is that she'll be like, her male clients, you know, they come in and they're like I've never told anyone this, but sometimes I they'll be like, I've never told anyone this, but sometimes I get upset, you know, and then you know, my friend has to fucking sit there straight face and fucking not crack the fuck up and be like, Well, that's very brave of you to admit. I'm glad you feel comfortable being so vulnerable. It's so funny, man.
You know what? I could never, for that reason, I could never be a fucking therapist. I would be like, ew.
Yeah. You're a little bitch, honey. You've been through nothing. You know? Like, come on. I mean, I would just fucking destroy them.
You've been through nothing.
Your problems aren't real.
Now get on all fours now and bark. Right.
Oh my god! So that's just—I just wanted to add that because I just think that's so funny. But anyway,
that's so funny.
I don't know what you're going to say, Jess.
I never told anyone this. But I don't know how to scan things at the self checkout.
Right?
It's like, fuck off, you idiot.
Stupid.
Oh, I never told anyone this,
guys, it's so funny when she like retells it. She doesn't like ever like reveal anything about their identity, but she just kind of, you know, she summarizes it. Whatever. Because God, you know, but right. That's not, you know, they're fucking stupid. I mean, this is how they're raised. They're like, you express any emotion, you're a little bitch.
God, it's fine, awful. You know,
but whatever. So
I know.
But maybe if you have nothing else to add on this, we could jump into your memories, Jess, if you're ready.
You know, jump. We're gonna slip in, baby.
Slip in there.
We're gonna fucking lube up.
You're gonna wanna lube up, please.
Get in.
Okay, so
I feel like we are lubed already.
Let me. Do you wanna?
What? All right.
Therapy lube.
Do you wanna ask like a question directly, or can I just go into something?
You know what? We are gonna start, which we usually do, which is where you grew up.
Okay.
And if there were any siblings, whatnot involved, like where you grew up, what that was about. Okay.
So
where'd you grow up?
I went that. So like, where'd you grow up? Are you trying to Tinder date right now?
We're disgusting.
Honestly, on a date, if a guy asked me that, this is the answer he's gonna get because it's the truth, and it's like, So I was born in Baltimore, just outside of Baltimore City, and I'm a twin. I have a fraternal twin sister, who won't stop fucking FaceTiming me. Stop FaceTiming me every single fucking hour. And no, I'm kidding. I love you. Okay, so. And then I have an older brother. He's a year and a half older than me. My dad was 22 when I was born, and my mom was 20. And so, which means by the time my mom was 20, she had 3 babies. My parents were never married. Jump in with any questions along the way. Were never married. They split up. Yeah, they split up, like, very shortly after I was born. Then my dad and I lived with my mom. My dad and my mom lived on the same fucking street in Baltimore, okay? So I would literally leave my mom's house and go to my dad's house up the street for the weekend. He ended up moving somewhere else in Maryland, and then, like, I'd go there, but then it was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I lived Right. Fuck it. Well, that happened once. My brother, like, cussed, and my mom, or he did something, and my mom tried to spank him, and he ran away from her and up the street to my dad's house. Like, that
so
actually happened.
What is like, I'm running away,
what a
bitch.
Great,
it's like 3 seconds later.
Refugee story.
Right, yeah, right. So scooter on those razor scooters.
Wait, I have a question.
So yeah,
so your
that's,
dad is like young now. Sorry.
My dad just turned 50.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
My question is like, was that intentional for them to live close to each other, or was it like coincidental?
Coincidental. You know, my dad lived. It's wild. My dad lived in my grandma. So my dad lived in his mom's house that she owned, and paid her rent. And my mom was living in her mom's house.
Oh, okay.
So the two you know, they both met they both quit high school. They both met, you know, probably at a bar or something. I don't know.
Were you close with your grandmas? Did they feel more motherly
to
you?
So no. I mean, my dad's mom is the only grandparent I have like alive today. I'm not like close with her, but I see her on holidays and I love her, but she's only like 72.
Wow. That's wild. That's
crazy.
That's my mom is 73.
My dad is 70.
Wait, hold on. No. No, she's not 72. She's younger than that. She is.
Is she younger?
Hold on.
She's probably 69. Math. What I would
she's
like,
67. My grandma is 67.
Oh my god.
That's some crazy shit.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
my grandma was 16. Okay. My grandma was 16 when my dad was born. So my grandma's
67. Teen mom over here. MTV. Okay.
Do you call her? So she's never been like a oh grandma to you. Like when I think grandma,
I've never had a grandma sent you a 20. No.
Yeah.
This is dark as shit, but it's the truth. My mom's mom. She was troubled, and she died because she OD'd on pills.
You told me this.
Bathtub.
I remember. Yeah. Whoa.
Yes. And she was in her 40s, bro, when that happened. She was in her 40s, and I was in, like...
That's crazy.
Fourth grade.
Wow.
Yo.
Your grandma was in her 40s.
They all... It's the same, poor people have kids young, and then they have kids young, and then they have kids young, and then they have kids young, and then... I'm the, you know, I'm like, bitch, I'm not having kids till I'm fucking 40.
Same.
Okay?
You're changing it up, baby.
Yeah. Seriously. Fuck off.
So the glimpse of family that, of your family life I've gotten are these really fun barbecue situations that happen once a year that a lot of people look forward to.
Yeah. Family. Well, give us a family visual description, you know, like what Thanksgiving? Like, you probably didn't have it this year.
Wait, let me just say this really quickly. I lived with my mom when I was a kid. Then she got evicted from her house when I was in the second grade. I went to live with my dad and my stepmom because he married my stepmom who had a daughter my age and a son my brother's age. They had a kid together.
Not the brother and the sister, Jessal.
So it's more complicated than you think. You guys cut
Jess
me off.
Jess thinks your brother and sister had a baby together. That's what she thinks. Yes, I knew it. I knew that she was laughing.
No,
that's not what happened.
No,
okay, sorry, go ahead.
So look, my dad, when I was like 2 or some shit, my dad met my stepmom. She had a son that was my brother's age and a daughter, my twin sister's age. Then my dad and my stepmom got married after 5 months of dating. Wow. Then in 95, so I'm 3 at this point, or 2.5, they had a kid together, making my little brother. Because why not have 5 kids when you can have 6?
Right.
And
who would know the difference?
And so then I went to live... Right. It's still too many. So when I was in second grade, we went to live with my dad and stepmom, and that's the point at which it was like a Brady Bunch situation where it was 2 parents and 6 kids, yours, mine, and ours. Wow. And that was the situation I lived in.
That's crazy.
Until I left for college.
Yeah. So that a lot of them and still do a lot of your brothers and sisters like from both parents still live in that house. Right? They do, right?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
No, we ended up moving. No. We ended up moving. That house was like a tiny little old, like, shitty townhouse. Like, tiny. Like, it was right near Section 8 housing. It was like, We ended up moving because there's a fucking crack needle or heroin needle or whatever out on the fucking sidewalk.
Okay.
So we moved.
You left because there was one?
Yeah, I mean, among other things. But, you know, that was one. It was time. But my parents were like, this is not a safe neighborhood for our kids to be growing up in. So then they moved us to a safe neighborhood. We moved to like a rich neighborhood and we were like the poor renters.
Hmm.
We weren't like, the thing is like my dad's not like, doesn't make shitty, terrible money. But when you're raising 6 kids, a house full of 8 people, if you're not rich, totally. You're not having any money, you know?
Yeah.
Now that house that we moved to, my parents still live in that house.
Stepmom.
Okay. And so you say parents and that's your stepmom and your dad.
Yeah, my stepmom and my dad who raised me.
Okay. We're ready to slide
in. So we are prepped and primed. The only reason why, okay, this is my favorite thing that I ever saw on Instagram was just like a table with a bunch of food and then like Tums in the middle, which is why I wanted you to describe.
Everyone talks about that. I just took a random picture at my fan reunion and everyone was like, ah, no, no. It almost was like, you know, like still life photographs. That's what it was basically. Where it's just like says, it's just a picture of a table with a bunch of shit on it. Totally. And it says everything about the people there. You know, it was like, it was like,
project.
It was like a fucking like a Coors Light, Tums, cigarettes, like a fucking half-eaten cupcake.
Tums is the featured item though.
Yeah, it was, it's just like a bunch of like random ass shit, like dip, whatever, tobacco. Mm-hmm, a fucking pacifier, shit like that. I do have a lot of rednecks in my family.
Shit, are they a lot Trump?
So my family is like Trump, but not Trump. Mm-hmm. I yell at them. Well, first of all, my stepmom doesn't even vote.
Oh,
so
good. Yeah,
whatever. My dad definitely voted for Trump in the first election. Yeah. It's wild because it's one of these things where it's like, oh, you're the people that are voting against your own interest.
Totally.
But, but like being the daughter that once would come home and be like, this is this and this is that. It's like, I know firsthand, you can't yell people into thinking
you
differently.
Can't. They have to figure it out on their own. It's so crazy, but yeah.
Yeah,
you can inform them,
but if you would like like come in with this like liberal shit, they'll be like, get out of my face. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it exacerbates the situation.
No one wants to be told they're dumb.
Yeah,
yeah.
I definitely destroyed my entire family because of it.
I bet you did.
But this past election, I don't know who my dad voted for, but it's wild. If he voted for Trump, what a fucking idiot. But my family is a reminder of how like. You can love people truly deeply, even if they voted for Trump. Yeah. It says more.
That's beautiful.
It says something. It doesn't mean everyone, because some of those people are pieces of shit. You know what I mean? My dad's not a piece of shit.
Right.
By any means.
Shit on the walls.
Right. It's some people, that's their best, or that's what their logic has led them to.
Right.
Even it, you know, my dad's still a great dad. He still is loving. He's still all this shit. I know it firsthand. But if he voted for Trump, it's like, wow, those puzzle pieces were put together pretty fucking weird, weren't they?
Well, it's just like, he's been fed lies. You know what I mean? And they kind of like play into his mentality already, like the kind of life he's living already. If someone is a good, I have a lot of family members too that are Trump supporters, but it's like, it's because they don't know better. Like, look at me. I fucking grew up in New York City. My parents were so liberal. Like, what do you fucking expect from me other than being a white woke bitch?
Right.
Like, there's no other option for me. You know what I mean?
So
like,
my,
for real.
My parents weren't my parents aren't liberal, weren't liberal.
Right.
And I was raised, I remember when, like, Bush was running for president, and my parents were like, we're going Bush. And I was like, yeah, Bush.
Right.
I
didn't fucking know.
I was in middle school, bitch. I was in middle school.
Do you remember when we voted?
I ended up being more liberal.
We did have a vote.
Yeah, we voted.
And I
remember everyone in my middle school was like, John Kerry or whoever the fuck. And I was like, no, Bush,
you
idiots. And I'm like, right. And and it's funny because, you know, the teachers were like, so we know who other parents are voting for now.
Right. So funny.
Oh my god. See, I would literally not know what to do as a teacher when if a kid were to be like,
you know what?
Right.
When I was teaching, I used to be a teacher and you know, that in itself is questionable, but I was teaching like drama to like, you know, like first and second graders, whatever.
Yes.
So
the
kids would come in, and when Donald Trump was running in 2016, kids would come in and be like, you know, I remember this one kid was like, Trump is the best president we'll ever have. I said, oh, okay. Is that so? Ari. And, you know, like, I was just like, oh, shit. Like, look at this kid, man. But what is he supposed to do? He's fucking in first grade, you know? Like, he doesn't fucking know anybody. But it's sad to me that his parents living in New York City? Really? Come on now. Get it
so
together.
Weird. It's so weird. Staten Island transplants.
For real.
Okay, Jess, we're lubed. Tell us what your first thing you wrote down, you thought of, your first childhood memory that you'd like to share.
My very first childhood memory? Like,
or,
no, whatever.
We'll share like four
we're
or five.
So cool.
We're chill.
Open.
We don't care.
Whatever. We're so chill. No.
So whatever you want to share, it's all good. We'll talk about each one, you know.
Okay, I have a crazy one. I tell this one all the time. It's one of my earliest memories, and it is crazy. So when I was a kid, my mom, before she left, she was definitely not ready to be a mom, and she would go out all the time and leave us with babysitters, mm-hmm. and I fucking hated it. I absolutely hated mm-hmm. it. And one of the babysitters, it would usually be like teenagers in the neighborhood or whatever, but one of the babysitters was, I say she was a crackhead. I don't think she was a crackhead, but she definitely was involved in like drug dealing.
Whoa.
To some extent, for sure. I know it because I would hear my dad and my stepmom talk about it.
Right.
And I'm a kid, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm right
doing
here.
Doing drugs with each other? Deals with each other?
They would talk. Right. My dad was like, that fucking bitch, blah, blah, blah. Left the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, I'm giving her child support money, and she's fucking going out all night, spending at the bars, leaving them with fucking.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm like, what's up, guys? And, this particular babysitter, her name was Miss Lisa. We called her Miss Lisa.
But she was 12.
Yeah. No, she was actually older. I didn't like her because I hated the teenagers, but I liked them only a little bit because they were like teenagers. Right. And when you're a kid, that's so exciting. You're like, oh my God.
But how old
was
Miss Lisa?
But like this was
30s?
Like an old bitch.
Like
she was probably, okay, I don't remember exactly what she looks like, but I have like an emotional memory of her. I know she was like older in the sense that she was probably in her 40s maybe and she had like frizzy dark brown hair like Hagrid and she was like I guess she was like kind of skinny and I just remember she always wore like leather jackets
trying too hard.
So this was the 90s.
Miss Lisa's trying
well
too
this
hard.
Was the 90s right. This was the 90s so anyway so I remember one time my mom was gone and Miss Lisa was babysitting us and she goes, hey guys, do you want to play hide and seek? And we were like, yeah. Okay. When an adult asks you to play hide and seek, run for the hills. They're about to do some fucked up shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Hide your private parts and hide your electronics for this story.
For real.
Okay.
That's so creepy. She's 40. So, what's wrong with her?
Do you guys want to play hide and seek?
Ew.
And so we were like, yeah. She was like, go
in my jacket.
Right. You can hide in
in my hair.
Oh, God, Miss Lisa,
your kid, your asshole can hide in my hand. She goes, do you guys want to play hide and seek? And we were like, yeah, bitch, let's go. We're going to wreck you. So we go upstairs to hide. She's like, I'm going to count to 10 or something. And I was like, okay, that's not that long,
yeah,
you fucking,
fucking
idiot.
Why?
But she was a crackhead.
Right.
So anyway.
It took her a while.
She didn't even have fingers to count on. So she...
She counted just her teeth.
Count her
she's like, I'm done.
I'll space
she's
out.
She's like, I'm going to count my teeth.
She's
now.
Like, I only
I'll
have 10, so...
That's hilarious. So anyway, she counted her teeth. No, so she was like, you guys want to play hide and seek? We're like, yeah. So we go upstairs to hide, and this bitch is taken forever, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, I've had enough of this bitch. Let me go see what's up. So I'm holding in my pee because I'm anxious. It's hide and seek, you know? And so I go downstairs, and the place was so small, you could, like, walk down the stairs, put your head through, like, the railing, and look over, and you see the living room right there.
Yeah.
It was, like, kitchen, living room, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like, my apartment now was, like, bigger than that fucking house. So, anyway, I go downstairs, I look, I turn my head to the left. There's a man in our house. Putting our TV in a trash bag.
Whoa.
Like, those big, black, hefty trash bags. And it was those like big, it was like those big black box TVs.
Yeah.
Like those like Panasonic God. Fuckers. And I was like, excuse me.
Oh my God.
What are you doing? What are you doing with the television? Have you guys ever seen Fun with Dick and Jane?
Oh my God, no.
Well, so but they were taking, he was taking our TV and I was like, what are you doing with our TV? And she was like, I'm going to take it to get fixed. It's broken.
Miss Lisa is like, an accomplice.
Miss Lisa.
In hindsight, so she steals our TV, okay? My mom comes home. Where's the TV and where's my leather jacket? I was like, so apparently it's broken and a man came through our back door to take it.
Stop it. Yep.
And
oh my God.
Wait, you know that and, was Miss Lisa's boyfriend. Here's the thing. That was like Miss Lisa's creepy ass fucking boyfriend.
His name was like Big Pete or something.
Yo, you know he was hideous.
Mr. Pete. Mr.
She's like, I'm gonna babysit here. Meet me here. Bring your trash bag. Pete.
Right.
That's so terrible.
But here's the thing. But it was probably one of them ugly 90s leather jackets with, like, too much collar.
Yeah, Miss Lisa has bad taste, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
So I learned through overhearing adult conversations, mm-hmm. they were like, yeah, she owed the babysitter money, and she was like, bitch, I'm taking your TV because you're not paying me.
Oh, plot twist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. So then I didn't even get to watch the Wizard of Oz.
I'm like, you know what? Miss Lisa had to do it. I'm sorry, but I'm taking Miss Lisa's side on this one. No, horrible.
Yeah. So that bitch stole our TV, and I'm sitting there like, okay, bitch, I don't believe you, but what am I gonna do?
Right.
Fight you? No. Yeah.
I can't believe I never told you guys that story before.
Yo, that is
crazy. Oh my God,
crazy,
I love that story. Wait, my question is. Okay, because, like, TVs now are, like, 30 pounds because they're so thin. TVs, like, old Panasonic, like, those cubes, those things were heavy.
This guy was huge. This guy was huge. This guy was big. And they were using a big black... He was big. He was probably a bouncer for, like, the fucking crack den she was dead or I don't know.
I just can't believe, like, okay.
But...
Did you ever... You didn't see Miss Lisa ever again, right? No.
I don't remember. That's my
paid?
That's my only.
I gotta know.
That's my only memory of her. I don't know if she got paid. That's my only memory of her. But I just remember her.
Wow.
I just knew. Yeah. I just knew it was like if my mom was like Miss Lisa's coming over, I would be like, fuck that bitch, I hate her, and I want to see her face. Yeah, I hated her. I was
my
like, no.
My real question is, Jess, is did you ever finish the game that night?
Yeah, you're like we kept playing. We're like, oh. Pete, you want to play?
I was like, well, I'm hiding in that bag with that TV.
Right. I'll be on my way with Pete. Thanks.
Okay. Right.
Oh my God. I really am so curious if like that
That's
was
so
it. If
interesting.
She was even,
I wonder
like,
if she pulled that
back.
Shit a lot.
I don't. I'm sure.
I wonder the legend of frizzy haired leather jacket, Miss Ugly Miss Lisa. I mean.
Yeah, she's ugly.
Ugly. Damn. Okay.
I wonder if they were
fucking.
They
were totally fucking.
And you know how when you... Her and the guy who stole her TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know he railed
Here's
her
another,
that night.
You want to hear...
Nobody came, but they tried.
Do you want to hear another crazy story that's kind of related to furniture?
Yes.
So when the landlord would come... So I don't know why. I guess in the 90s they would come and you'd have to write them a check. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I guess that's what I have to do now, too.
Yeah.
You can't Venmo. Right. What do you mean in the 90s? That's what we do now. Anyway, Jessica, you fucking idiot. So when the landlord, I'm an idiot. Okay, so when the landlord would come by to get rent, my mom would be like, hide and go seek is like the game. If an adult says let's hide, don't fucking do it. Don't do it. Something's about to happen, and it ain't good for your mental in the future, okay?
Yeah.
So my mom would be like, hide. The landlord would knock. She'd be like, it's the landlord. She would say, it's the landlord, guys. Hide. Get down. And she'd turn out all the lights, and we would hide. And so the landlord went away because she didn't have rent money.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. So she hid with you.
She... hid with us. Wow. Yes.
Would she like turn off the lights? We were like, hiding. Oh, we're not home?
Yes. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, excuse me. He just saw the lights go out.
Yeah, like.
Oh, he probably knew.
Damn. He probably knew. He's probably like, oh, wow. Here she goes, hiding again.
Yeah. He was like, oh, God. Yeah,
he's like, I guess they're not home.
I guess I'll come back later.
So did you split between your mom and your dad's house? Like, who was there a custody situation or like they?
So yeah, my mom had custody of me when I was a kid, and then my dad was fighting for custody of me. Of course, I was so little. Like, this was all pre-second grade, so it's all like memory. But I go, is this memory or is this the information I've been told and now I'm recalling? Using I'm saying it's memory. Yeah, yeah. It's half memory, half story. I hardly know my mom's side of the story. I talk to her now. We reconnected later on in life. But
that's great.
But it's very weird, to be honest. Mm. It's great, but weird. Yeah.
Where'd you reconnect? FB?
Facebook. I found her on Facebook, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, I wrote a joke about it, brother.
Wait, is this your Uber joke about her?
Yeah. One. In my joke, I say, I found her on Facebook. It was like, people you may know.
Yes, yes.
I was like, I think I know that bitch.
So funny.
So good.
Where's she at now? Like, what's going on? Like,
my whole family lives in Maryland. Well, my sister actually just moved to Florida, which is the second worst place to live besides home.
For real. And I don't think about
what a horrible joke.
Wait, what part of Florida? Because
no offense, Jeff.
I understand. No, Panama. I do understand.
Panama, yeah, you don't want to be there. You fucking came back because it's a pandemic. Like, you want to live. Yes. I'm not stupid. So anyway, she lives in Panama City.
Okay, that is like the inside of that's the hairy beehole part. Ooh, of
I know.
Like, you don't. That's the worst part. I'm in kind of like the bubble, the little bubble that's like Broward County, like Parkland, Boca Raton area, the Jewish like pretends to be.
I don't know anything about me neither. Florida. So all of my sentiments are like, Florida.
For real. Yeah.
No, generally, yes, fuck Florida.
I'm just looking at an electoral map here. Yeah. That's my geography.
I know that Jacksonville is like a sprawling, disgusting city, right? Am I right about that?
And it is like the largest city in the United States, and no one
I know my geography.
Knows.
It's sprawling.
Right? Isn't that?
But
yeah.
Okay, so
yes, we all hate.
So now, did your mom end up having any other kids after you guys?
No. Oh,
okay.
Unless I'm
unaware.
No.
So it's three of you.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Your twin. Where does she live now?
Florida.
Right. She's the one that just.
Oh, I mean, no. Sorry, your brother.
Maryland.
Right.
Near
still,
your dad.
You said that.
Okay, that was not. That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's fine. I'm literally like saying so many things.
Okay,
let's go
hot
to your
mem
second
number two.
Memory.
Let's,
if you are ready.
Okay, another childhood memory. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So one time I was like, "Hey, Hope. That's my sister's name. Hope. Mm-hmm. Why don't you pee in this cup?" And give it to George, my older brother. He's a year and a half older. And tell him it's lemonade.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
And she was like, why would I do that? And I was like, it would be so funny.
I mean, right? It would be.
And she was like, but it's going to be warm. And I was like,
ice.
Just tell him. Okay. Mom just made it. Boom.
Oh, my God.
So she did it.
And he drank it?
And she gave it to him. And his dumbass drank it. It smelled like pee, you fucking idiot.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Your brother has issues.
And he threw up.
Wait, did he throw up immediately or did he throw up after?
He immediately fucking yacked all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So he, like, swallowed and that urine. He swallowed it. Like...
I mean, I don't think he gulped it. I think he gave it a little sip, ooh. But I can guarantee if I ever get pee on my tongue, I'm throwing up.
What was the age?
Were you like 10?
What's the age range?
This is around this. This is all like pre-second grade.
Okay. Mm. So like 6, 7.
Okay. Yeah.
And he didn't smell it.
Get it together.
Oh, I guess he did.
It's is he the one think. Trump supporter in your
yeah,
family?
Yeah, this is why.
No, honestly, no. I mean, he is someone who's actually, I would consider him someone who's like, he's the most similar to me out of my siblings and everything. Mm-hmm. I think that he told me he voted for Trump in the first election, mm-hmm. but when he told me that, he said it in a way where he was like, yeah, I voted for him in the first election because, you know, I thought, like, blah, blah. He's like, I'm not saying the rest of my family's dumb because they're not, but right.
He's not naive enough to be manipulated.
Right. He wasn't at the Capitol. We'll say that.
He's being rational.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I just see him like able to think critically right. in the way that I know I
but also do. You know what?
And but at the same time, like, your environment
yes.
also
yeah.
play I mean also plays a huge yeah. part oh, in yeah. how you think. That is precisely why I am the person I am right. today. Your environment is
right.
huge. I went to college. Totally. I hung out with certain people. I moved to fucking New right. York. Of course I'm yeah. liberal or but of course, whatever socialized. The fuck you want to call it.
The other thing is a lot of people, like, voted for Trump because they didn't like Hillary. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I get
right.
that. You
yeah.
know, like, Hillary right. kind of did not stand a chance there because she was so disliked. And I don't blame people for disliking her. You know what I mean? And I think that was a lot of people's yeah. reasoning. You know what I mean? I think.
Yeah.
It you know? Sounds like your brother was one of those who was like, well, I thought he was right. going to do good because he wasn't right. a politician.
Exactly.
And he
exactly.
was going
to what's on his mind.
Who
were... Yeah,
okay. It's,
and
right.
that makes sense.
Exactly.
This makes sense like, for the urine. He's like, I thought it was lemonade.
Right. That makes sense.
So, and it wasn't.
Exactly.
And
like,
this is
exactly.
really your fault,
I'm like,
Jess.
You're drinking, you're thinking it's lemonade. It's urine. I'm pissed at the cops.
That is, it
exactly.
is, right? This is such a metaphor for the presidency.
It's so funny. Right. You're like, you
it's
think
urine.
He's lemonade,
we're
he's
fucking
urine.
Fooled.
That's so funny.
You think it's in an elixir, you know, but it's fucking urine, you dumbass.
Yeah, spent all of the pandemic throwing yeah. up.
That lemonade is not going to do anything for your
exactly.
taxes, honey.
Right.
Shit. Okay.
So, yeah, he drank the Trump lemonade, turned out it was oh, urine.
Do you think he voted
and,
for him in this election?
I do not think he did. I didn't ask him.
Yeah.
But also, you know, my family is definitely very much like, what the fuck is the government doing for us?
Right.
And I get that anyway. Sentiment.
Me too.
I really
Me too.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Such mistrust.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. And so that is, I mean, those type of people did end up voting for Trump, particularly because it was like, you know, I don't want to get into politics here, but it was no yeah. politics at all. And then a lifer politician.
Yeah.
Woman, like all this shit, and it's like Jesus Christ. So
yeah,
they
yeah.
went for the it was establishment versus anti-establishment, and
no,
they went anti-establishment.
So true.
But
that's
this
so
time,
true, yeah.
this time around, I don't know this time around, and
I think I you hope, know Biden.
I think you voted for Biden, but I don't know, and I don't ask. I don't care about talking
okay.
politics with my
yeah,
family,
yeah.
and if people want to be like, you need to talk to your family, you fucking talk to them. I've been talking
yeah.
to them, bitch. Like, shit.
Yeah. For real. Like, it's your duty oh.
right.
to
fuck
talk
you.
To your family.
These people yeah. are like, it's your duty.
No,
I'm like, bitch, get out of here.
That
why don't you have a sleepover
sometimes.
At my house? Come help me blow up the blow-up mattress, bitch, because that's where you're going to sleep.
Okay, so was your brother mad at you about this, and did it leave a stain on the carpet and your relationship?
Well, it happened in the kitchen, so no, it did not leave a stain on the carpet. Was he mad? So I don't even know if he knew it was me really at first. He thought it was just Hope.
Right.
Because I just sat on the stairs and watched
you're
the whole thing
you're
unfold.
You're the evil mastermind Amazing. In the corner. Fucking
yes.
sicko.
Incredible.
And then... Yeah, I don't remember if I got in trouble or what, but it was fucking hilarious.
It's so funny.
And it's
funny.
Interesting because, like, when we were kids, he was so sensitive. Like, when we would cry, he would cry. It was so Aww. Sweet. And then he became, like, an older kid and a teenager, and he wasn't that way anymore. But now that he's an adult, I think he hasn't fully recovered into that. Like... Mm. But I can see that he has that deep down in
yeah.
him. He definitely has
yeah.
a sensitivity deep down in him, but I think that it has been destroyed partially with trauma.
Ooh.
Which, yeah, so whatever.
Have your siblings gone to therapy and unpacked stuff like you?
No, okay. I'm the only person in my family that's ever gone to therapy.
Good for you.
We all fucking need it.
New Yorker, baby.
We all need it, but yeah. I'm the only one that has gone. I'm like begging my sister to go.
Yeah. She's like, I'm fine.
Oh, no.
She could just be
I'm fine.
So
I moved to Florida during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're fine.
You're well, yeah.
Yeah, FaceTime me one more time, and I'm going to redirect you to a fucking therapist's office.
You
right.
should. You know what? You should like, redirect her to Talkspace therapy, you know, just like the texting service.
I was thinking about joining.
You know what?
By the way.
Used to join it. Talkspace? I used to be on it, and then I think I overwhelmed them or something, or like they were like, yeah, like you've said a lot and we need to charge you now. And I'm like, okay. But then
I thought it is, you have to pay
no,
for
but
it
like,
anyway.
When you do, like, your introductory,
they had
no,
to
but, like, my
overcharge
introductory
you?
Message oh. was just like unhinged. Like it was just like five paragraphs. And they were like, this woman needs to call 911. Like she fucking has issues.
Wait, what is Talkspace? What is Talkspace?
Therapy. Well, I'm glad you asked.
You haven't seen the Demi Lovato pictures commercial? On the subway with
Demi
Michael Phelps?
Demi Lovato is the fucking spokesperson
oh my God.
For Talkspace Therapy.
Yeah, two people I want to be taking fucking therapy
but,
advice
but,
from.
Michael
but
Phelps
these
and
two
Demi
people
Lovato.
Are the people who need therapy. So like good for them for being Talkspace,
yeah.
you know, spokespeople. Like Demi Lovato.
Total. Michael Phelps is from Maryland.
Oh, that's right. You know what? That was a Jeopardy question. That was a Jeopardy question the other night, and I got it wrong. Mm-hmm. And I never... I learned my
no
lesson.
No fucking way.
I learned my lesson.
He Where came is from, Michael Phelps from?
He's from Towson, Maryland. I know this because he came to my... Because I'm from Maryland, and he came to my elementary school when I was in fifth grade. It was the beginning of fifth grade. I was living in Baltimore. He came to our elementary school on our morning announcements to talk, and everyone was like, oh, it's Michael Phelps! Oh my God! And I was like, who the fuck is this goof?
Yo, his face is busted.
Ooh,
his face is busted.
That guy looks like a gremlin.
I also think
he looks like
so
a monster
to, like...
from fucking Space Jam.
To idolize, and like obviously being an athlete is incredibly
blah,
hard.
Blah, 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 who cares?
But like to idolize someone who just swims really
it's
fast.
Weird.
Like it's just and such remember, a weird thing to be like, he swims like, so no. fast.
Really? I think it's so cool because I'm not a good swimmer and I'm like.
I mean, I just think.
I don't know.
Do you remember when he came out with that article that was like, I eat 90 Big Macs a day and I don't even feel it?
Yes. And 100 donuts. Oh right. Yeah.
Swimming is.
Yeah,
a great
I do. I do remember that.
And then remember the bong incident.
See, Talkspace. He's on it.
Wait,
we all got to get on
the
it.
The bong.
You know? He's like smokes.
This podcast Talkspace. Is sponsored by Michael Phelps.
But, he had like a weed issue, but I'm like, who doesn't? Come on now.
Yeah. No, that
right?
was so
like,
stupid to
I'm
like.
I'm over here smoking nine blunts in a row. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. You're
50 Speaking
Big Macs
of which,
or 50 blunts.
You guys, I just got these fucking gummies, okay? And
that's right,
okay.
You like edibles.
No,
you like edibles.
But no, I do like I do like edibles, but let me tell you what. Okay, a couple things. One, I've been dying for cigarettes lately. I'm not even a smoker, but I am just like I'm alone in
Have
my apartment.
Before?
I smoke cigarettes when I'm hammered like once every 4 or 5 or 6 months.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So let's say 5 months for average. Once every 5 months, I'll chain smoke 3 cigarettes and feel very sick when I'm hammered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like lately, I've just been jonesing for that feeling of inhaling something other than air.
Well, why don't you
know?
Smoke weed?
Anything but air. Yeah.
I know, because smoking weed, I can barely do it until I'm just so in my head. That I'm like, the cops are going to come kill me. So I do edibles,
but
right?
But that doesn't get you in your head? I feel
that
like
makes
edibles
it worse.
Are worse.
That,
no.
Yeah.
No,
edibles. Are like, the cops will eat me.
No, edibles, because I don't take too many. I take just enough, and my body feels
but
good.
But how many milligrams?
And I eat,
how
and
many
then I
milligrams
pass the
do
fuck
you take?
Out.
Like 10?
How many mg?
I take
15?
Like, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. My friend gets them for me. But Miss Lisa's boyfriend. And
Big
so,
Pete. He's my dealer.
But look, Big
Wait a minute.
Pete,
he's my dealer.
My dealer.
oh, my God.
I got a trash bag full of them here now. But look.
That's incredible.
But these gummies my friend just got me. It's like a new syrup. She was like, I was like, have you ordered from them before? She was like, yeah. You guys, gummies is like the loosest fucking term for these things. Imagine someone made a square of Jell-O, flavorless Jell-O, then cut it. It literally tastes like the word gelatin. It's disgusting. You know, gummies are sticky, I've never seen right? Gummies like are that. Sticky. Yeah. These are not sticky. This is gelatin, bitch.
Ew.
And it's like it's nasty. It tastes like straight up weed.
Okay.
Oh no.
I'm so mad. I literally eat them like this.
Oof. That's no fun. You want it to be fun. Like you want it to be candy. Like a little snack.
Yeah.
You
know, yes. You want lemon gummies. You know, it's like shaped like a lemon. It's cute. It's like 5 milligrams each. You pop like 10, and you're
so
fucking
if you guys,
in the hospital.
You know? If you guys know a better. Gummy.
I'm
actually
do my best.
I'm gonna text
you. Both like we have five numbers you could call.
I did. You're like, I love how Jess was like, I got you. I'll text you now. And Maggie knows better. Maggie goes, I'll do my best.
I'll do my best. I'll hook you up.
To not indicate myself. I'll see what I
can
I'll do.
See. If I have time, I'll see.
But yeah, I'm so mad. I'm literally like fucking wrapping these bitches in cheese just to get it down my fucking throat. That's so
funny. Like a dog taking a pill. Like a soda.
But do they fucking anyway. Okay? Like are you like them? Or
I just got them. Okay. I just got them. I literally had a half of one last night and I was like, this ain't doing shit.
Okay.
It said it was 500 milligrams and there's like 15 in the pack.
500 milligrams?
But there's
you know,
15 in the pack.
One time, the day after my birthday, I took a 50 milligram gummy on an empty stomach. This.
Jesus Christ, Maggie. That's when you called me and you're like, I must read you my diary.
Oh, yeah. I made Jessica.
Maggie called me on her birthday.
I made her listen to my diary entry because I'm a fucking narcissist. But I went to go see my mom. We were hanging out and I was on this fucking gummy and I was like, yo, I was terrified. I was like, is that my mom? Like,
did you tell your mom
you
were high as shit?
I don't think she knew. I don't think she knew.
Poor Dorothy.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
That's crazy. I can never tell when people are really high.
I feel like I can. Yeah. I mean, some people kind of hide it well, you know, but others kind of lose
I think
it.
Male comic that we've ever met is constantly.
I don't know.
High, I feel.
Yeah.
I
mean, okay.
But no,
yeah.
You're right.
I don't know. I can be aloof sometimes. I can be so like.
Yeah.
I'm not an airhead. I'm actually smart, but I can be like, I miss shit all the time. I miss shit all the time. I don't pick up
when you're
on
high,
shit.
You're saying.
I think maybe because I'm thinking about myself. Yeah. I think is what it is.
Yeah, I understand. I relate.
All right, well, let's think back on yourself. Let's slip in a mem number four.
Okay. We'll do, like, two more. I think that's
this
good.
This one?
Yeah.
So this one's also wild. So this one is another childhood. I'm just giving you wild childhood
that's
memories.
That's what we love.
My childhood, by the way, when you say, like, memories. Childhood memories, I don't have, like, a ton of happy childhood
happiness.
Memories.
No.
I have a lot of a lot of crazy stories.
That's good.
You know what
that's
I mean? Because that's what sticks. So
we want theft. We want
okay.
Yeah.
So this one is. Do you want? Okay. So I have two stories. Do you want another? Do you want a crackhead babysitter, or do you want? It's just the order. I'll tell you both the stories.
Okay,
or
okay,
do you want
great.
My parents throwing ragers while I'm asleep upstairs?
Ooh. Well, it's up to you, Jess. What do you want to end on?
What do you want first?
Why don't we start?
Okay, we'll do.
Let's do the rager,
rager,
then we'll end
we'll
on the crackhead
rager,
babysitter.
So that, Yeah. We love
let's start with crackhead babysitter.
Okay. We're in the theme.
You're right.
Okay. So this babysitter, so remember in the beginning when I said when I was in second grade, I went to live up the street with my dad and stepmom and stepsister and stepbrother and half-brother when my mom got evicted from her house. I specifically remember being like, why aren't we going home? And my dad was like, your mom's getting evicted from her house. And I was like, what's that mean?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Evicted.
And she didn't pay the landlord money. I was like, is that...
And you're like, oh, that's what hide and seek was about.
Landlord, right. I was like, but we played hide and seek. Everything should be good. So I guess he found her. So he found her because she wasn't paying Rent-A-Center money for the furniture. They took the furniture, so there was nothing to hide behind.
Wait, renting furniture, doesn't that cost like
all of wait a minute. Rent-A-Center. Really? That's crazy.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Crazy. We were Rent-A-Center.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like it's more to rent. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
But no, it is. But it's the same thing as think of a house. I can't afford to buy a house right now, but I can afford to rent an apartment.
Right. Yeah, makes sense.
You don't, you can save money. You don't have So Rent-A-Center and both of my like chunks of family, my mom and my dad and my stepmom, they all use Rent-A-Center. But anyway, so but you could also rent to own, whatever. Right. So so around this time, my mom had my stepmom, she was like the stay-at-home mom, but then she ended up having to work to I think this is why, but she ended up having to work to, you know, support help support the family because they weren't making enough money for all these fucking little kids. And so my they hired a babysitter to babysit us to like pick us up from school and in the summer stay with us, you know what, but when you have six kids no one wants to babysit,
right?
Like that's the daycare
because you gotta get
and
paid
if someone and if money. Someone does want to babysit six kids they want six kids money.
Yeah
right.
You know, they're like, don't pay me the same amount to babysit two kids that you will for six kids.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was your stepmom trying to pay, like $20 an hour?
I don't know, but it's kids? Like, no one can afford that. So.
I still think that's a lot for early 2000s?
Like, right.
They ended up getting this guy. He didn't babysit us for that long, but he was our baby. I don't remember how long he babysat us. 1,000% he was a crackhead. A crackhead or a meth head? One of them. 1,000%. And this is my dad and my stepmom, the more like stable, trustworthy family, but
the
still,
ones who are talking shit about Miss Lisa,
right? But still, you know, it's interesting because like my whole childhood they would like talk shit about my mom, she's shitty mom, all this stuff, which is like they're not wrong,
right?
But they didn't make the best decisions either, you know what I mean? They left us with
right.
Okay, so this guy's name was Eric. Okay, we're all in like third grade around this time.
Eric.
Like second, third, fourth, mm-hmm. somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Eric, okay, is this tall guy, missing teeth, fucked up shitty teeth, of course, okay. Always wore like a thin white t-shirt that was always like sweaty. The neck was always like a little stretched out, okay. And he like he looks like, remember Space Jam? I'm gonna do another Space Jam reference. Remember the doofy looking fucking tall skinny one who looks dumb? He's like,
It's like vague.
It's vague, but it's there.
Like. Vague.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Okay. And his ears and he spit when he talked. Okay. And his ears poked out like Dumbo, like this. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. I have a clear visual of this man.
And he was white. He was a white, like, he was just gross. And we called him, so his name was Eric, but we called him Big Ears Eric.
Oh.
And then eventually, a bunch of little kids were like, Big Ears Eric.
Yeah, of course.
Eventually, we just completely dropped the Eric.
Oh, big ears.
Calling him Big Ears.
To his face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Whatever. Like, he was on drugs anyway.
Yo, he was a crackhead. Yeah,
He
can handle
it.
He doesn't even know what's going on. He's fucking high.
I don't know if he was high when he was up, but he was very sweaty when he was with us, so I'm assuming that was
withdrawal.
High, so he was actually withdrawing when he was babysitting us.
Right.
Oh, cool.
And so
you guys got him on track.
No, but he would probably go fucking shoot up, smoke up,
right? The second he was done babysitting, what a life. Yeah.
But anyway, so that's probably the reason he was so fucking wet when he was with us, but. So he was our babysitter. His name was Big Ears Eric, and we would be like, "What up, Big Ears? You're here." And And we were all like disgusted by him. We were all just, like, absolutely disgusted. But also we were kids and we were like, our parents are leaving us with this guy, so I guess it's fine. But yeah, I knew deep down, I was like, this ain't right. But also at that point in my life, nothing was right. So I was like, I guess this is life. So I remember he came. It was definitely second grade for me because I remember he came to pick me up from school one day. And he had never, like, came to pick me up directly from my class. And he had never picked me up from school before, or he had, but he had never done it, like, in my classroom. Maybe he was running late or something. I don't know. So he comes to pick me up, and I'm standing there with my teacher. And he comes to get me, and the teacher's like, is this guy coming to get you? And is this who you're leaving with? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, are you sure? And he was like, I don't remember. He was like, no. And I was like,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, I don't remember if he wouldn't let me go with him or if he called my mom to double check. But I do remember that he was like, this is not okay. And I was like, in that moment, I was like,
who the fuck is this?
This is fucking her. Like, thank you. I was like, thanks someone, one adult in my life being like, this is not okay. Oh. So anyway, so look, here's the thing.
Right.
He still remained our babysitter after that. I truly don't remember how many times he babysat us. I don't know if it was 5 times or 100 times, but I do remember why he ended up getting fired. Okay.
Oh,
my parents
excited.
Fired him because one day he was over our house. My parents were gone. He was babysitting us. Okay. We had this big window in the back, like in our living room. It was probably like, I don't know, let's say 5'3" height. It was pretty big. It wasn't a huge window. Mm-hmm. It was a big glass window. Yeah. That faced the backyard. This motherfucker fell into it and broke it. Like, imagine, like, an SNL sketch, like Chris Farley busting through a window. Okay.
What, did his ears bust through it? Like, how did it break?
How?
His ears.
Ears
first.
Oh, that bitch, ears first.
Oh, my God.
And,
oh my God!
Wait,
in a,
but like
wait,
how?
Wait,
sorry, God.
I don't know. He's probably having like a crack fit or
fucking high. Like he was high that day. He's like, you know, I just had to smoke crack that day, and then he fucking
flew through the window.
I cannot.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He told us. He told us to lie to our parents. Yeah, you know what's funny? I used to tell people he broke our table because I kind of forgot.
Yeah.
And I messaged my brother the other day and I was like, yo, did Biggers break our table or our window? He was like, it was the window.
Oh my God.
So,
he
wait,
told you guys
wait.
To lie? What?
He told us to lie to our parents and say that he tripped over our dog and the dog made him do it. I was like, what did you think was going to happen? You were just going to keep your job and we were going to, like, put down the dog? Like, what the fuck, man? So yeah, they ended up firing him because he broke our window.
Figures
so that
never to be seen again.
That dude's probably dead for sure.
Did you have a dog or did he make that up?
I was like, we don't even have a dog, Big Ears.
No, we did. We had a dog. His name was.
But do you Hunter. Wait? My real question is: do you actually know what happened?
Yeah, like what did anyone
he just
witness
fell
this?
Into it? I don't
oh
know.
God,
he just fell
so
into it.
He's stupid.
I will say this: he was very like, he was very like, he never stops moving. He was very like.
Right.
Like,
he was like fidgety because he was a fucking crackhead.
What would you guys
yes.
do with him? Would you play
I'm
games?
Not,
like,
I'm
what
not,
would you do?
I'm not. I'm, where we would play catch the crackhead. I don't know. We would play hide and go fucking find some crack.
Oh my God.
No, I don't remember what we would do with him, but I do remember he touched my butthole. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
Stop.
He he never touched my butthole.
Well, I want to put it past big ears. I don't know.
He never did.
Oh my god.
But he just never stopped moving. He was just gangly as fuck, you know. He was
so
like
annoying. This ugly, yeah. Sweaty wife beater. I hate him.
Ew, god. He was disgusting.
It did, like, you guys like t-shirt. Dance or like what did
I don't
you
remember. I just remember he smelled like BO.
And we would let you guys like run wild, like, you know,
and we made fun of him to his face. Like, we were like, your ears suck, dude. Like, what's up, Dumbo? You fucking dork.
Jess, are you ready for your last?
Your last memory.
Yes, I am. sorry. I was like looking at my garage fan, like, okay. My last memory. Okay. So, do you want me to do one from, like, still early childhood, or do you want me to? I want to do one a little later now.
Yeah, that's fine. I know you wanted to do the Rager one, but it's...
Yeah, the Rager one's fine. It's okay. Fine.
We love it.
I was going to say, like, my first big high school crush, but...
Just name him. Like, just drop his name. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Say it. Say his name.
His name was... Mike, last name Hawk, so people called him Mike Hawk.
Oh, that's wait. There's no. Are you joking? Because those
Mike Hawk.
I'm not joking.
That's like
Mike Hawk. Yeah,
that so is good. The number one name when people fake introduce themselves and
that's
they
his
use
real name.
Like Mike Crotchburn is next to Mike Hawk.
No, Mike Hawk was his name.
That's incredible.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so now
did
we know
he,
about
did
your
you ever
crush.
See his cock? Did you ever see that cock? You ever see that?
Oh, so I had such a big crush on him. It was one of those crushes where, you know, I had a cell phone, I would text him and I would like smile and we would text each other.
Yes.
And he came to my front yard to ask me out.
Stop it. Okay.
But I liked him so much. But he would come and hang out with me after school and my stepsister was jealous and so she basically, like, I felt uncomfortable, and it's very hard to explain, but, like, in my family, I didn't have, okay, I'm not going to get into it. It's just, I wanted to date him, but I felt pressured not to.
Wow. Oh, no. So you never got to see his cock because of that? She's a literal cock blocker.
And then I never got to see his penis.
A literal cock blocker.
You know what?
I felt
you gotta find him.
You guys, I can't. When I talk about it to this day, I don't even fucking know this guy anymore. But when I talk about it to this day, I remember the feeling of like I was
being
crushed because I wanted,
and he wanted it
so
too.
Horny.
That is so upsetting.
I'm soaking wet.
I like he was gonna be my first boyfriend,
oh
and
my God.
I told him no. My sister knew he was gonna ask me out. She came out and stood there and watched in the front yard like this.
Yo, she's fucking evil stepsister over here.
Yeah,
and
what
you're
is that
fucking
shit?
Cinderella over here.
She's evil stepsister. And so I was like, no, but like saying no, I felt awful. And then I remember I like couldn't look at my in school. I just felt so awful. And he probably was like
devastated, so embarrassed.
He was probably so confused. And I just remember like I just couldn't have a boyfriend in my family. I felt too like watched. Do you know what I mean? I felt too. I was repressed in my family growing up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely repressed, kept on a tight leash. You will not fuck up like we did. And then I went to college and I was like, fuck all of you guys. But I truly did not get to ultimately have the childhood I wanted because I was like, I mean, you just heard all my like kid stories. And then like as a teenager, they were like, you will not get pregnant. And they didn't say you don't have a boyfriend, but like I was like, I felt so much pressure to be perfect.
Yeah.
And
right.
I just couldn't like bleh, you know what I mean? So I didn't even get my first boyfriend till like my senior year of college.
But that's before me. I didn't know what was going on
for different reasons.
That's when I mean I didn't
yeah,
that's also when I lost my virginity. I didn't have sex in high school at all.
I didn't either. There was no wait Well, anyway, whatever. Back to you.
But yeah, I was so crushed because I liked him so much.
Aww.
But I mean, ultimately, he ended up, the next girl he ended up dating, he ended up cheating on and all this stuff. So I was like, good thing. But like, he could have cheated on me.
Jess, you have to get his, you have to find him on Facebook.
Find my cock. We're going to find him. And you're going to see that penis.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
No, it's fine. He's like,
oh, okay.
Does he have children?
He's like,
no, I care more about this than you do.
He probably voted for Trump.
Like, okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Does he still live in Maryland?
Like that in high school, but
Jess, remember, like you can still deeply love people who vote for Trump. Yeah. Your words.
Your
words. Your words.
Your words, not ours. I haven't talked to him since like high school, but whatever.
Okay, yeah, now Rager. Like,
now
Rager.
Tell us the Ragers. Now tell us the Rager. We'll close.
See, we didn't half and half.
Yeah.
So Ragers. So when I was in, like, again, living in that townhouse with my dad and stepmom, it's probably like third, fourth grade ish. They would. So AOL was huge at the time. America Online. And they would go in the AOL chat rooms and make friends.
Your parents?
Stop.
Yes.
And invite them to your home?
And then invite them to our home. And have parties.
Stop it.
Would buy
Why didn't
beer.
They have friends from not chat rooms?
They would buy beers and they would get blasted downstairs and send us to bed. So I'm up in my room listening to people raging. Raging down. And this is what pissed me off about, like, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, because
you weren't invited.
I was not allowed to go to parties.
Wow,
I was not allowed to do dumb
hypocrisy
shit. And I'm like literally like, you motherfuckers would fucking get blasted downstairs while I'm up
shit.
In my room and I'm fucking six, and are you kidding me?
But with strangers from the internet.
I like, literally to this day, if I talk about with my family, like at holiday shit, I get so visibly angry because I'm like still mad about it. I'm like, fuck you. But
wow,
that's a therapy hot topic.
So mad. And but I just remember, so like, and like, I would meet some of these people. Like, there was a guy they're still friends with to this day. His name was Aaron, and they called him Big Bird because he was really fat, and one time he wore a yellow t-shirt, and so his nickname is Big Bird.
That's all you
and he
it's rough with you guys. You can't have any flaws.
And one time he passed out. What?
I said you can't have any flaws when you hang out with your family because you'll just immediately
big
get
ears,
roasted.
Fucking hideous Miss Lisa.
Hagrid hair. Okay, sorry.
No,
he passed out.
Anyway, go on.
He passed out one time upstairs. So the house was three rooms. My parents shared a room. The three of us girls shared a room. The three boys shared a room.
Wow.
And that's how it was. That's how it was till I left for college. I shared a room with my two sisters till I left for college. I had no privacy.
Wow.
Right.
None.
Yeah.
So I did not have a normal childhood by any means. I know I look like it, but I didn't.
You seem so normal.
So
what
I
is normal?
But you're not. But you're not.
So he went upstairs, lay down in our hallway, passed out, but he passed out with his foot against my brother's bedroom door. They couldn't open it. Couldn't get out. This big fucking 300-pound gorilla bitch was like,
why wasn't his name Bigfoot?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Yeah, Big Bird like was like not fat, but
I don't know.
Big Bird's heavy. He's got a midsection.
I guess he has a midsection that is pretty heavy.
Did your brother try and get out?
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, they eventually got out. I don't know what happened. One of them died. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, so like, you know, I just remember, and you know, they would do these like party games where like someone would come in the house and this shit would wake me up and then whatever, but like they would like, someone would come in the house and they would hand the person a beer. And then they would all sing a song. If the person took the beer, they would all sing a song and the person had to chug the beer by the time the song was over. And I know the song to this day. And I would hear them sing this fucking song up in my room.
Oh,
me
my
and
God.
My sisters and my brothers, like, what's going on? And it went, Say the person's name was Maggie. Okay. They'd be like, they'd hand Maggie a beer and they'd be like, Maggie. Maggie is a horse's ass. What? She's the meanest. She sucks a horse's penis. She's our bitch. She's our bitch. They would sing this.
What is that song?
Hilarious.
Did they make it up on AOL? Like, I'm confused. Because that's not like a camp song. That's not.
Yeah, like, I have never heard that song. Like, what?
It's like a Mad Lib or something.
Okay.
Maggie.
So anyway,
sounds fun to me, but you know, I know that
it's fun when you don't have kids.
When you're not a 6-year-old upstairs.
Wait, was
when
this your not... mom, Jess, with her?
This is the stepmom.
My
right?
dad and my
dad
stepmom.
And your stepmom.
Yeah, when you think about it, when you think about the time, they're in their 20s.
Yeah, they're in their 20s. Right.
They were 20 around that. They were in their, like, let me think. Okay, so I was in second grade, which made me like what? Seven?
Like seven or eight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6 or 7. No, so
this
seven.
Is the
seven.
Late, this is like seven. The late 90s. They're like 27, 28, 29.
All right. Well, that's crazy. And that's what we would do.
Yo, if I had a kid now, I'd probably be doing the same shit.
No, if I had a kid now, I would be more responsible than my parents were.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Look at
well,
me.
You know, you've learned.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I'm speaking for myself and I regret it. But you're right. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Jess, so do you have any words of wisdom of how you would like to raise your children when you're 40 years old? Leave us with some.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna definitely have like probably just one or two. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna have enough money to raise them. And I'm gonna be married.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Or if I'm a single mom, it will be planned that way.
Mm. Right.
And
totally.
I'm getting my raging out now. I mean, not now. We're in a fucking pandemic, but you know,
you make your mistakes now.
And no strangers in the house. No strangers. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sorry about what I said. You know, I'd be doing the same shit. I'm not taking your parents' side. I'm really not. I've been thinking about that ever since I said it, and I'm so
even
sorry.
To this day, my siblings. I was talking to my brother. He was like, "No, it's questionable." I'm like, "I know," but it's crazy because you don't realize it because you're growing up in it.
Because you don't.
And
know
then you
else,
become
right.
an adult, and you're like, "What the fuck was that? You fucking Looney Tunes."
Jessica.
Yeah. Well,
Jessica. Thanks for coming on the pad. You're a horse's asshole.
So
rub
much.
Your butt.
Do people have stories like this or are they not?
I think our first time, you know, with crack.
My one friend was like, "That sounds like meth." And I was like, "Okay, fine. Like, let's make it meth." But he was definitely withdrawn from something.
Whatever it is, and it wasn't good, you know.
He was in jail and that was his like probation job was to
totally babysit six kids. Yeah.
That is incredible. Jess, we love that you had
these
stories. It honestly was such a good
such a joy
and
to
important,
have you.
Important episode because our listeners are listening so that they can learn how to raise their children, learn from
That's
the mistakes
right.
of others, and get fucking therapy, bitches.
Get therapy.
Talk
now,
space.
Can you imagine me saying this shit to my therapist and being like, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Girl, we're proud of you. I'm proud of you. We're proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
You're a
proud boys. Just kidding. Oh my
God. You know what?
Girls.
I'm pissed that they ruin fucking Viking.
Proud boy. It's fine.
Will you be my proud girl?
Proud girl.
Oh my God.
Oh, so funny.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much
well,
for joining
love
us.
You.
We
and
love
so
you.
So happy you did the pod. And
Jess, wait. Where can we follow you?
Yeah, tell us your Instagram.
Oh,
follow
me on
that.
Instagram at it's Jessica Clayton.
That's great. Jessica Clayton. Okay, now we're done. Thank you so much
for
joining us.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.